This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. is deploying additional military might in the Middle East as a defensive measure with a goal of de-escalating tensions in the region, a White House official said on Sunday. Regional tensions have increased following the assassination on Wednesday of a leader of the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas in Tehran, a day after an Israeli strike in Beirut killed a senior military commander from the Lebanese group Hezbollah. Both groups are backed by Iran. Fears of a wider war in the Middle East spiked on Sunday as strikes on Gaza kill over dozens and a stabbing in Israel kills two, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In the courtyard of a hospital in central Gaza, people shout in panic as a tent camp housing displaced Palestinians catches fire from an Israeli strike. A young boy's body lay wrapped in a blanket on the ground, only his face exposed and motionless. A woman leans over and hugs him, begging him to wake up. In northern Gaza, health officials said another strike flattened a house, killing a family, including three children. Several more were killed in a strike on a vehicle in Gaza City, according to the local civil defense. In Tel Aviv, a Palestinian stabbed and killed two Israelis and wounded two others. The police said the attack was carried out by a Palestinian militant. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian pilots have started flying F-16s for operations within the nation, President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Sunday, confirming the long-awaited arrival of the U.S.-made fighter jets more than 29 months after Russia's invasion. The Ukrainian leader announced the use of F-16s, which Kyiv has long lobbied for, as he met military pilots at an airbase flanked by two of the jets, with two more flying overhead. This is VOA News. Dozens of people were killed and scores injured in Bangladesh on Sunday as police fired tear gas and lobbed stun grenades to disperse tens of thousands of protesters calling for Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina to resign. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Last month, at least 150 people were killed and thousands more were injured and arrested in violence sparked by demonstrations led by student groups protesting against quotas for government jobs. The Interior Ministry declared an indefinite nationwide curfew starting at 6 p.m. local time on Sunday. It's the first time it has taken such a step during the current protest. The unrest is the government's biggest test since deadly protests erupted after Hasina won a fourth straight term in January elections that were boycotted by the main opposition Bangladesh Nationalist Party. Critics of Hasina, along with human rights groups, have accused her government of using excessive force to stamp out the movement, a charge she and her ministers deny.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Sunday condemned what he described as far-right thuggery and said perpetrators would face the full force of the law after days of violent anti-immigration protests culminated in an attack on a hotel. Violent protests have erupted in towns and cities across Britain after three girls were killed in a knife attack at a children's dance class in Southport in northwest England last week. The murders were seized on by anti-immigrant and anti-Muslim groups as misinformation spread that the suspected attacker was an immigrant and a radical Islamist. A storm in the Gulf of Mexico on Sunday is strengthening and now named Tropical Storm Debbie. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Florida prepping for what the National Hurricane Center says is the fourth storm of the season. Debbie expected to make landfall in the Big Bend area in the northern part of the state Monday with strong winds, life-threatening storm surge. Governor Ron DeSantis says a hurricane warning is already in effect.
You are going to have power interruptions.
Richard Pat, senior hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center, says there's concern because Debbie will be moving slowly.
One of the big concerns is going to be very heavy rain and flooding.
He says Georgia and the Carolinas also in Debbie's sights. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Vice President and Democratic Party presidential candidate Kamala Harris is interviewing three top candidates, Minnesota State Governor Tim Walz, U.S. Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona, and Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro at her Washington, D.C. residence on Sunday, ahead of a final decision on her running mate. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.